From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Orders for long-lasting manufactured products have dropped unexpectedly, down just over 4% in March. That's the biggest one-month decline in 3 years. Analysts have been expecting an increase in orders. Brian Westbury is chief economist at First Trust.
This number is extremely volatile, and I would never make a guesstimate about the direction of the economy on 1 month's durable goods orders.
The Commerce Department says a sharp drop in orders for commercial aircraft paced the March pullback. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the administration is pressing a thorough probe of the prostitution scandal that involves some Secret Service agents.
The director took immediate action to remove the agents involved, and a full and thorough investigation is underway to determine exactly what transpired and actions we need to take to ensure that this kind of conduct doesn't happen again.
Napolitano is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. A federal judge holds a hearing in New Orleans today on a proposed settlement of claims against oil giant BP in connection with the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports billions of dollars are at stake.
More than 100,000 claims are pending against BP from individuals and businesses seeking compensation for losses tied to the oil spill. A federal judge in New Orleans will consider whether to roll them into a class action settlement. BP says without a deal, it expects to pay nearly $8 billion to resolve the claims. An explosion on the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig 2 years ago killed 11 workers and triggered the flow of millions of barrels of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The fishing and tourism industries along the Gulf were among the hardest hit. Dave Mattingly, NPR News.
Mitt Romney says he's now looking toward the November election after sweeping 5 more GOP presidential primaries, and he's appealing to voters to do the same.
Join me in the next step toward that destination of November 6th, when across America we can give a sigh of relief and know that the promise of America has been kept.
Rival Newt Gingrich says, though, it's presumptuous of Romney to be claiming the GOP nomination. The Senate is considering a bill aimed at heading off bankruptcy at the U.S. Postal Service. The measure would give the Postal Service $11 billion to pay off debt and offer retirement incentives to tens of thousands of employees. But the measure would also make it harder for the Postal Service to close thousands of rural post offices that are losing money. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill favors that provision.
I think it strikes the right note of protecting rural post offices, but also with a realistic eye towards the future.
A vote on the Senate bill could come later today. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 103 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 69. This is NPR News. Syrian troops are shelling a suburb of the capital, Damascus, and a human rights group says security forces have killed 4 civilians in a northern province today. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the attacks come despite pledges by Syria's government to abide by a UN-brokered ceasefire.
The shelling could be heard from a live internet stream from the suburb of Duma, but so too could gunshots, presumably from rebel fighters, holed up in Duma. The government claims it reserves the right to break a ceasefire it had reached with the UN to target so-called terrorists. Rebels have claimed responsibility for assassinating 3 military and intelligence officials this week, but they say the government has killed scores of civilians in retaliation. The U.S. has a small team of observers inside Syria and is set to send in more in the coming days. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Media mogul Rupert Murdoch is testifying before a British judicial inquiry into news media ethics in that country. Larry Miller reports that Jeremy Hunt, the minister responsible for overseeing broadcasting, is fighting for his political life after one of his key advisors was forced to resign.
Hunt's advisor admits his contact with Murdoch's news corporation went too far and the relationship was too close as it was trying to gain approval for a controversial $13 billion purchase of the BSky B satellite channel, dismissing calls in Parliament to go as well.
Get out and resign.
Hunt insists at every turn he opposed the bid.
4 decisions that were taken against what News Corporation wanted. The idea that I was backing this bid is laughable, Mr. Speaker.
For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.